This year's Super Bowl winning quarterback, Peyton Manning, is calling it quits. Manning is expected to announce his retirement tomorrow, NPR's Ada Peralta reports.
Peyton Manning ended an 18-season career the best way you possibly could.
And ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in number 18, Peyton Manning, and let him hold that trophy.
The NFL's broadcast of the game shows Manning holding up the Lombardi Trophy after winning Super Bowl 50 with the Denver Broncos. Confetti still fills the air, and Manning has a huge smile on his face.
I'm going to say a prayer and a thank you to the man upstairs for this opportunity for sure as well.
Lou Friedman, a sports journalist who's written a biography on Manning, says that win was important because it solidified Manning's place among the greats.
People will think of him as the greatest quarterback of all time. Peyton will retire with most of the significant statistical numbers.
Manning is the quarterback with the most wins in history. He recorded the most touchdowns, the most passing yards, and he was crowned the most valuable player an unprecedented 5 times. Woody Page, a columnist for the Denver Post who is writing a book about the Broncos and Manning, says he was a game changer.
Because he changed the way the position was handled with his hysterics before every play starts in the Omaha, and how he surveyed defenses and changed plays.
But Manning's career was also marked by many roadblocks. He had 4 neck surgeries. One of them could have been career-ending after the Indianapolis Colts released him in 2012. Lou Friedman.
But Peyton came back, joins the Denver Broncos, and has the greatest single season ever by a quarterback, which kind of tells people he's still got it.
Yet his struggles continued. Woody Page says Manning was humiliated by the Seahawks in Super Bowl 48. There were allegations of doping and sexual assault, but he kept playing.
Sure, he was a shadow of himself at the end with the injuries last year, but the man persevered, and I think that has to be a part of his legacy.
It wasn't pretty, says Page, but Peyton is leaving at the peak of his career. Ada Peralta, NPR News.